Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Tuesday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
After some debates with the Department of Natural Resources, it has been decided that this year's Arctic Man will be canceled. Arctic Man is known to be one of the most energetic snow machining races in rural Alaska. It consists of snow machiners and skiers competing in races, gathering with friends, and overall just having some fun. However, it was announced on Saturday that the event would be canceled for this year. According to Jeremy Wise, one of the event organizers, the problem was that they were having permitting issues with the DNR. When the group originally spoke to them, the DNR said they would provide Arctic Man with a new permit for the land.
They came back with their new permit, and it was almost 10 times the amount of what it used to be, if not more. And so we didn't think that was fair with the circumstances. So we ended up having to reach out to Governor Dunleavy's office. And once we contacted Governor Dunleavy, his team made it work. We got it figured out.
The proposed charge for the land would have been $100,000. After speaking with Governor Mike Dunleavy's office, they were able to set the next 5 years for Arctic Man. But since it was such short notice, this year's event had to be canceled. Wise says that everyone is very frustrated at the situation.
We just had to cancel the event because we don't have enough time to get it, to prepare it. A bunch of our sponsors backed out because it was in the year, and we waited. It took too long to get this permitting issue figured out. So we will be back in 2025 because we have a permit for 5 years now.
Wise says that the members for the board will have a meeting in the beginning of March to start preparing for Arctic Man 2025. Some new research by the NPFM's council has provided some recommendations on bycatch avoidance measures in the Bering Sea. For this story, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
During its February meeting, the North Pacific Fishery Management Council evaluated the effectiveness of closing a large area, the Bristol Bay Red King Crab Savings Area, to commercial fishing with pelagic trawl, pot, and longline gear to address Bristol Bay Red King Crab stock and fishery declines. The savings area is already closed to bottom trawl gear. The council also evaluated a pot gear closure of a large area in the eastern portion of Bristol Bay to meet the same objective. That area is already closed to all trawling. The analysis provided to the council highlighted results of new and ongoing research on the abundance and movement of Bristol Bay Red King crab in and out of the areas at issue, and the expansive network of existing closed areas in the Bering Sea and Aleutian Islands for all trawl gear to protect crab, stellar sea lions, and benthic habitat. Recent survey efforts showed minimal overlap between the presence of crab and the areas where most of the pelagic trawl fishing occurs, and that the core areas occupied by female crab were further east, where trawling is already prohibited. The council initiated action to evaluate modifications to the pelagic trawl gear definition with several objectives, including minimizing impacts on benthic habitat and species such as crab. The council intends to use ongoing research to develop closures and crab avoidance measures that change in space and time to respond to seasonal crab movement, and will be adaptable to evolving ecosystem conditions that affect crab distribution and abundance. Further details available by visiting this article at RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
While love is in the air, so are some potential Valentine's Day scams. These holiday heartbreakers are in it for your money and not for you, so be aware of their tricks. These scammers tend to engage with their potential victims via social media, dating applications, messaging applications, or unsolicited wrong number text messages. The scammer may also offer photos or videos to reassure the victim that they are a real person. The scammer may also claim to be abroad for work or vacation, which is why they cannot meet the victim in person. Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Wednesday.